be wondered if you can do any business without them, if you can do committee hearings in general, or if there's anything you can do, or have you given any thought to that?
Well, technically, there is no official business that we can conduct other than fining and censuring members. Our rules and the Constitution only provide for those measures without the presence of a quorum. We have discussed wiring around all this if it continues for too terribly much longer, and just informally beginning work on Senate bills, working with our Senate colleagues to revive the items that are on the calendar here. But that's all. We'll see how the week goes.
Would you want to do that if they weren't back, say, by next week?
I'm not making we're going day by day here. I keep kidding myself with confidence that they're going to return and conduct the business that they were elected to conduct and end the strike and get back to work.
Have you talked to Bauer today or over the weekend?
I have not. I've called him a total of five times, initiated calls five times to Pat with no calls initiated to me since the beginning of all this. So I did send all of the Democrat members a letter on Friday to be certain that they understood that the fines were beginning today, and that I haven't received any return contact whatsoever.
And how are you collecting the fines?
The motion indicated that we could withhold the fines from any finances that they would receive from the state, and it's our full intention to do so. Some people think this is a posturing move, that this is going to be negotiated away. There's some key language missing from the motion to fine that has been there in the past. The two times that this has happened by Republicans and Democrats, it's given the Speaker the authority to waive the fines. That's not included in the motion. Any waiver of fines will have to happen on the floor of the House.
Brian, what does this do maybe with some of the lawmakers that have other government jobs, work for universities, municipalities?
That's a very interesting question, and I'm unsure of the answer to that. Many employers, because we are out of a session on Fridays, do expect their folks in their office on Friday. I presume that's not happening as the boycott continues. So that'll be up to them with their respective employers. That is complicated with public employers, many of whom are employing especially folks who are out right now.
You mentioned the problem with the Big Ten tournament. Are you still planning to be in on Thursday and Friday or not?
No, there's no housing for legislators on those days, so we don't anticipate being in session on those days. Yeah.
If you were to do some kind of informal hearing, what would it be? Just like a thing?
I don't know that we're going to do that. I'm not going to speculate on it because we haven't made that determination.
Okay.
You just asked if it was a you asked if it was a possibility. I said yes, it's a possibility.
Okay.
The chief possibility and my chief desire is that they get back here, get to work, and do what they were elected to do, and that is to debate and vote on issues. But we now enter our third week at a cost of over $250,000 to taxpayers without them answering that call.
Have you identified a point on the timeline that it would be, I guess, counter-advantageous to keep extending the deadline? In other words, a drop-dead date that you would have to...
We have not. We'll evaluate it on Wednesday, which is the next... A deadline date. We'll evaluate it part of that time.
Do you have any real hope that anything will get accomplished this week?
Well, not as long as the Democrats continue to insist on staying in Urbana. We did look into the possibility of traveling to Urbana and establishing a quorum there, but our Constitution does require us to meet here in the state. So that's out, but we certainly hope that the Democrats will come to their senses and get back here and do work. Now that their friends in Wisconsin appear to be returning.
What is your level of frustration at this point?
Oh, I'm Larry Bird. Never upset on a bad day, never happy on a good day. So I can tell you I'm frustrated for the taxpayer, and I feel a lot of frustration on their behalf that money's being wasted out here as people gallivant in Illinois.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.